and now bright orange lights were growing larger and rounder on all sides. They could see the tops of buildings, streams of headlights like luminous insect eyes, squares of pale yellow that were windows. Quite suddenly, it seemed they were hurtling toward the pavement. Harry gripped the Thestral with every last ounce of his strength, braced for a sudden impact, but the horse touched the dark ground as lightly as a shadow, and Harry slid from his back, looking around at the street where the overflowing dumpster still stood a short way from the vandalized telephone box, both drained of color in the flat orange glare of the streetlights. Ron landed a short way away and toppled immediately off his Thestral onto the pavement. "Never again," he said, struggling to his feet. He made as though to stride away from his Thestral, but, unable to see it, collided with its hind quarters and almost fell over again. "Never, ever again! That was the worst!" Hermione and Ginny touched down on either side of him. Both slid off their mounts a little more gracefully than Ron, though with similar expressions of relief at being back on firm ground. Neville jumped down, shaking, but Luna dismounted smoothly.
"Where do we go from here, then?"
she asked Harry in a politely interested voice, as though this was all a rather interesting day trip.
"Over here," he said.
He gave his Thestral a quick, grateful pat, then led the way quickly to the battered telephone box and opened the door.
"Come on,"
he urged the others as they hesitated. Ron and Ginny marched in obediently. Hermione, Neville, and Luna squashed themselves in after them. Harry took one glance back at the Thestrals, now foraging for scraps of rotten food inside the dumpster, then forced himself into the box after Luna.
"Whoever's nearest the receiver, dial 62442, he said.
Ron did it, his arm bent bizarrely to reach the dial. As it whirred back into place, the cool female voice sounded inside the box.
"Welcome to the Ministry of Magic. Please state your name and business."
"Harry Potter, Ron Weasley, Hermione Granger," Harry said very quickly. "Ginny Weasley, Neville Longbottom, Luna Lovegood. We're here to save someone, unless your ministry can do it first."
"Thank you," said the cool female voice. "Visitors, please take the badges and attach them to the front of your robes."
Half a dozen badges slid out of the metal chute, where returned coins usually appeared. Hermione scooped them up and handed them mutely to Harry over Ginny's head. He glanced at the topmost one. "Harry Potter, Rescue Mission,"